Hello and welcome to show number 184 of The Happiest Plate on Earth. I'm Christy, along with Wendy and Danae. We welcome you to our table where the special of the day is always Disney food. And ladies, I am having fruit salad for dinner tonight. Well, it's mostly grapes, actually. And okay, it's all grapes. Fermented grapes. I'm having wine for dinner.
That's good.
Okay.
You do whatever you need to.
Right. It's full of antioxidants, especially into the red wine, especially.
Yes. Good. I can't help but immediately when you said that and you said you're having fruit salad, I went, yummy, yummy.
Yeah.
Except from the Wiggles.
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Sure is. Wiggles. Well, ladies, it's our second show together, all together.
Yay! I told you we had the attorneys agree and sign it. So we're good. We're here. Yeah. Me and Danae are here and still here for you, Christy.
I was kind of there last week. Kind of.
Yeah, but yeah, two weeks ago, you just
2 weeks ago,
speak.
Yeah. I just couldn't speak. I whispered.
That was I wish she was trying to sign language to us, y'all, but on a podcast, it's just a little hard.
A little hard. You can't do that.
Yeah, she was saying some very inappropriate things when she was signing to us.
And then I said bye.
I'm then done. She said goodbye. That's right.
No, but she didn't say it like that. She kind of said.
Yeah, it was pretty funny, but we're glad that everybody's on the up and up. And at the recording of this show, it's kind of still before Wendy and I are making our big trip to Disney for an extended period of time. And so we're excited that when we come back, we'll be able to have a show about all of the things that we got to experience. You heard on last week's show some of the new restaurants that Wendy is going to be eating at. So we're looking forward to when we come back doing a little quick show review and some dining review that we had. And it's gonna be exciting. It's gonna be great. I know Wendy's gonna be so pleased with her stuff at Flying Fish.
Oh.
She's going to make it. She's going to go back again.
I love that chicken.
Salad.
That's right. And on last week's show, we did talk a little bit and it kind of alluded to what our topic of this week's show is. And that is, you know, for a brief moment in time, like give or take 40 days, Epcot is without a festival. It doesn't happen in consecutive 40 days, but there are little chunks
throughout the year.
And the biggest chunk is when Flower and Garden ends and then when Food and Wine picks up. So that's your biggest space. And it's, I think, 2 weeks, 10 days, something like that. It's not long at all.
Yep.
Not long at all. But if you happen to find yourself wandering around World Showcase without a food booth to visit, what on earth would you eat? Well, today we are going to travel around the world with you and take a taste of the places and countries that to us may be just as good as eating at some of the festival booths. So, and I kind of realized when I was making this list that even during festival times, I find myself gravitating towards a couple of these places just because I know that it's really good or it's something that I really enjoy eating. So I'm excited to hear what you two have to say about this as well. So let's get started. So we're going to go around the country and it all doesn't have to be for one spot, but we just picked all these different items. And so we're going to do one drink, one snack, one quick service, one table service, one sweet treat, and then our overall favorite pavilion and World Showcase for food.
Mm-hmm.
Was it easy?
Right.
Was it hard?
Yeah. I was kind of all over the place.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'll be walking all over the World Showcase. I will be.
Back and forth.
Right. Well, Wendy, kick it off. Well, where are you going to have your first drink?
Well, drink is not a fair thing for me.
And it doesn't have to be alcoholic.
Well, good, because it's going to be any place that serves a Coke Zero. But of course, you know, I do go to the Mexican Pavilion with Robbie to the tequila place. He loves the little restaurant in there, the little tequila bar. So we go in there. But yeah, drink was not a lot of fun for me because I don't know that I've ever, you know, I did have that pink something, but it was during a festival from the French Pavilion. So I don't know what that was, a wine or you something.
Can, is it the Frozen?
Yeah,
the
it was Frozen. That.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they that now sell them. I don't know if they didn't before. I honestly have no idea. But there was a booth set up that wasn't like a festival booth that was set up selling them. So I don't know if they're technically a part of a festival.
Huh. Well, that's interesting.
I had one last week before the, no, I guess 2 weeks ago before the festival started for Arts Festival.
Was the holiday festival still going on?
No, nope, no festival was happening.
Oh, okay. Yep. Well, maybe so. That's good. Okay. Well, there's my answer, code 0, or I'm going with Danae to find that pink froze thing.
Yeah. Awesome. I had an orange one. It was good. Yeah.
All right, Danae, what are you going to have?
All right. So I actually have friends that drink quite often in Epcot, and they introduced Spice Road Table to me. I've still never eaten there, but we've gone up to the bar a couple of times. And so I had a Moroccan mule. Mm. It has this fig vodka in it and ginger beer and agave and lime. So it's the same as like a normal mule. It just has that fig vodka in it. Mm. It was delicious. I love mules in general. So I pretty much will try any of them from any place. And I don't really care what's in it as long as there's ginger beer.
I like it.
Yeah, it was delicious. Yeah. It is worth it. I think it's mm-hmm. like $15 or something like that. But it is very good.
Okay, Wendy, my drink you might actually like. And I steered away from the margarita because we all know that I'm going to stop and get a margarita.
I was about to say, I know where you're going.
The margarita.
Favorite. Her favorite.
Nope. Actually, one of my other favorite frozen drinks in Epcot is actually over in the American Pavilion. It's part of the Regal Smokehouse. Uh-huh. But it's, if you're looking at the American Pavilion, it's all the way over on the left and it's the white where it's like they're serving drinks.
Yes.
So they have beers and things like that, but they also have a delicious frozen iced tea lemonade.
Oh.
So good. And you could also, if you want, you can add liquor to it as well. But oftentimes I just get it with just the frozen iced tea lemonade. It's so refreshing. It's very, very good. Very good. Yeah. So that is the drink that I really enjoy, especially because the majority of the time when you're there, it's hot.
Yeah.
Okay, next up is a snack. So where are you heading, Wendy?
That's easy for me. Snacks, every trip must always include egg rolls from China. Always, always, always.
They are delicious and worth it.
They are. So I know there's others, but a lot of things that I kept thinking of were like, oh, that's during festival. Oh, that's festival. So, but egg rolls are all the time.
Yeah, yeah. I will say snack was my hardest one. I don't know why, but it was. Because I, again, was thinking of festivals the whole time. And I was like, oh, that's, nope, okay. But at the margarita stand that's outside of the temple, they have little snacks and things like that. And so they have Elodie, which I was super excited about. I haven't ever had it, but I've heard really great things about it. But if you've never had it, it usually has like either sour cream or mayo. It depends on who you are. The lime, the chili sauce, the cilantro, it has all of that stuff on like a whole ear of corn and it is always so good. So you do not want to miss that one.
Oh, okay. So I apologize. I didn't realize what you're saying, but now I know what you're talking about. The elote.
Oh, is that what did I say?
I think you said elote. And I wasn't,
exactly
I didn't,
did. Let's
I
be
wasn't
completely
sure.
Honest.
I was like, what is that? Like, I never heard of it.
What does that mean? What did you say? Listen, it's the corn on the cob, okay?
There you go. It's corn.
But yeah, no, theirs is really, from what I've seen reviews-wise and all that kind of stuff, it is really delicious. And I've never had any of their food from that stand. I've only ever gotten margaritas.
I didn't even know they had anything at that stand besides margaritas, but I've never been in line there because I don't
There's
want margaritas.
There's like four or five different little appetizer type of things that they have in there.
Little tapas plates.
Yeah. Fancy.
Well, one of the places that I usually always stop, like Wendy's, the egg rolls, that's like a definite. But actually over, and I can't, is it probably, I think it's Refreshment Port.
Yes.
But they always have poutine there. And even during a non-festival time, they'll just have their traditional poutine. So I like to stop and grab that as a snack because it's good. It's gravy and cheese curd and French fries. So for me,
worth it.
Great snack for a hot day. Light, refreshing.
It is. Especially when you dump a margarita on top of it.
It's fine. Everything's fine.
That's good.
Okay. Quick service.
Oh,
okay. Quick service for me is boulangerie patisserie. And Sandy, I don't know how well I said it, but I tried real hard.
It's a
fancy
great
word for bakery.
Mm-hmm.
So I love eating there. And I do tend to get there for breakfast because oftentimes we're staying at one of the deluxe hotels resorts right outside of the International Gateway. And so I can slip in there real quick, you know, depending on what's happening with Remy. And I love several things in there. I love the croissant, jumbo, fromage. I don't know. I'm ruining the words. But it's ham, cheese, and a bechamel in a croissant. So, you know, delicious. That's yummy. Yeah, that's yummy.
So good.
I love it. And then that's all I'm going to say about quick service for that, though. So there we go.
My quick service is something Christy's never eaten, is fish and chips.
Oh,
because it's so good and it is so worth it. I did also find out that you can just get French fries from there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And their French fries are delicious. So if you just want just the chips, they have them.
Yeah, but the fish but it is so good.
That thing is so huge and it has everything you want, and it's nice and crispy and fresh.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's good. It's so good. Mm-hmm. Good choice.
Yeah, it is a good choice. One of the places that I like for quick service, and one of the reasons that I really like it, is because it's kind of tucked back and hidden, and the place where you eat is very peaceful, and that's in Japan, and that is the Katsura Grill, and they have delicious shrimp tempura udon noodles and just really nice big pieces of shrimp, and I really like the udon that they have there. Another great thing to eat on a hot day.
Okay, let's talk about that though. Okay, I'm walking up to the Japanese pavilion.
Yes.
And here's the big whatever where the girls are banging the drums.
Okay.
The tower.
Yep.
And I'm not going up the stairs to Tapenito, and I'm not going in the store right there on the right. I'm going straight in, like across the bridge. Is that how you get to it? How do you find this?
So you can actually, as soon as you go past the temple that's on the left, there's a little where the koi fish are. They're two separate steps that you can take and go up to the top of the hill. And that's where Katsura Grill is, back up there, kind of hidden.
On the left?
Mm-hmm, on the left.
I've never done that.
No, you have to go back up there.
Bathrooms back there.
Yeah, it's so pretty.
What?
Peaceful. They have flowing water going down, and it has the bamboo that tips
over.
That's
why there's bathrooms, Danae. There's flowing water.
Yes, it is. It's the perfect little area.
You have to go back up there. It's very tranquil.
Uh-huh.
I love it.
Yep. Okay, we're doing table service.
So, okay, table service. You all learned last week, never have I ever, except for Inside World Show Place at the Tapenito restaurant. So I really, really, really would love to try La Cellière. I am a steak and potato kind of girl. I looked and I love filet, and they have a filet that's, I don't know if you say it would be triple A Canadian tenderloin or AAA Canadian tenderloin. I don't know what that means, but it's got a mushroom risotto and asparagus and tomato something with it. So I think I would love to sit there and have a table service there.
I think so. I think you would enjoy La Cellière.
I think so.
It's a good, I've gone once, I think, with you. I think, yeah.
But I want to go in too. You know, I want to go in and see it. I'm an atmosphere girl. So I want to go any place that the door is so closed off and I can't look in the windows. I want to see what's going on in there.
It's like a cellar. I mean, it's very dark.
Yeah.
I mean, not super dark, but it has that very amber lighting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would love it.
Yep. Awesome.
Okay.
All right. My table service. Honestly, I had a little bit of a hard time because, you know, it's there aren't a ton. There's some, but there's not a ton. Space 220 was on my list, and then I was like, ah, apparently not. So Tepanado was what I picked because I've never been. Everything on their menu sounds amazing. So I would love to go with a bunch of people and just order assorted everything and try everything. But yeah, I think that would probably be a really good one. I don't know. Reservation wise, is it a hard reservation or have we just not tried very hard?
No, you can get Tepanito. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep. Is it? Okay. Yeah. Like, I don't really know that I've ever paid attention.
Yeah. And I forgot. I love Space 220. I love that. I've eaten in there twice. I've had dinner and I've had lunch and I forget about that. I was really trying to pick places in the world show place for all of this. I don't know why, but.
So my table service, I thought, cause I think I've eaten in every country at their table service.
Wow. Man, you should host a podcast about food at Disney.
Okay. I like that idea.
Just Epcot though.
Right. Just Epcot.
Okay. I think you should run with that.
So I thought, which one of these would I be the most disappointed if they closed?
Oh, good.
Okay.
And I had to kind of go with Via Napoli. And it's because that pizza there is so good. Yeah. It's really, really good. And they have big salad that comes with it that you can share with two people. But I just really like that pizza. Some of the other places that I thought about, that would be okay. I wouldn't mind because there are other ones to replace it. But for me, the pizza at Via Napoli, that would just break my heart. So that's why I picked that as my table service.
I need to make that happen too. I love Italian food. I love pizza.
The pizza window, I've still never been to.
Yeah, it's kind of, I don't know. It's like hit or miss. Sometimes it's open, sometimes it's not.
It's hard to find it open.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. I have never been up to that.
Okay. Well, something I don't think Wendy had trouble with is a sweet treat.
Oh no, I had no trouble with sweet. No trouble at sweet treat. That's why I quit talking about boulangerie patisserie earlier, because I was going to lead right on in to my broche en chocolat, or however you say it beautifully and in French, but it's a chocolate chip brioche. It's good. Yummy. That would be one of them. Or there's so many. There's so many places for sweet.
Wendy, is that the one they put in the waffle iron or the whatever and close it up?
No, I'm talking about the one that's harder and round kind of oval, you know. I don't know, almost looks croissant-ish, but it's not croissant bread.
Okay,
it's,
I got you.
Like croissant shaped.
There was one that I was in there and this girl was making it and it looked like she took two brioche buns and put ice cream in the middle
of it.
She
did. Yes, she did. Okay. Yes, and I would do that too. I forgot, Danae, about that.
Yeah, that one looks so good, but I don't really know. I didn't know what it was.
Oh, yeah. It's yes, I've seen it too. Totally agree 100%. And like I said, crepes, there's so much we could do. We could just talk about sweets.
All right. My sweet treat, I had this over the summer. The new gelato place in Italy is super amazing. All of the flavors that they have, I have tried. I've sampled all of them now. They have a couple of, like, I guess you could call them sundaes. That you can get. And so the one that I like the most is the hot chocolate with, it's like chocolate fudge that's on there that's homemade. There's whipped cream, there's wafer cookies that go on there. And then they make, you can choose your ice cream or they just give you the plain vanilla gelato, which I am about. It was delicious. It does melt much quicker than ice cream though. I found that out the hard way.
Yeah, you'll definitely need to know that.
Yes, it is not. It's so good, but like, don't get a Coke. It's poor choices.
Poor choices.
It is.
Melt all over you.
Yes. So my sweet treat, I ended up over in Germany in the Caramel Kitchen.
Oh yeah,
it's delicious. Everything is covered in Werther's caramel. It's just delightful. Mm-hmm. I have a hard time limiting myself to maybe like, you know, one or two things. One of the nice things about that, and if you don't know that, it also is a place where you can get discounts. So if you are an AP or DVC, you're actually eligible for discounts there as well. So I enjoy.
I may or may not have used Christie's several times.
That's okay. That's all right.
They might call me Miss Rada when I walk in there. Yeah, I could have named any of those.
Delicious. Good.
And
good
you can
stuff.
Mobile order now, right?
You can, but I like going in One, yeah. because I can stay in there longer with the smell, but sometimes I just would like to see what I'm getting. I really want to just look at them. So, yep.
And that's like, what's the bakery in Norway?
Kringle.
Yeah, that one too. I love that. They have the whatever the sweet bread is with the, oh gosh, something school bread. Yeah, something like that. Yeah, they have all kinds. Yeah, it's easy to find a sweet in Epcot.
Yes, yes, there is.
You don't have to look hard.
No. Okay, our final one is, what is your favorite pavilion overall for food?
This is not a fair question. I mean, it's just not. You just feel like Why? When you say one, you're going to hurt 10 friends' feelings.
Oh, no. I don't care.
Well, I actually, because I do like the crepes, and I do like the boulangerie patisserie. I also like saying that. Can y'all tell?
Yeah.
I like the French pavilion. So, but I do not ever see myself eating in Monsieur Paul's or.
Whew. Not with those new prices.
No, well, not with my taste buds. You know, but yeah, I don't see that. So, but I do love the other stuff.
Yeah. You would like Chefs de France because they have steak frites.
Yes. Ooh, you know, Robbie mastered that this year.
And they have really good French onion soup. So it's good.
And I do love that. So I could do that. See, that would be three restaurants I would eat at in there.
All right, Danae, let's see if you and I have the same pavilion.
I'm pretty sure we do. Probably. Unless you tried not to have the same prison.
Nope. Well, I saved it.
So, Mexico every time.
I knew y'all would say that.
Nothing in Mexico I will not eat. I think that every time that I'm in Epcot, I'd probably eat at one of the places in Mexico. There's very rare, and not just drink. Like, we legit always eat somewhere in there. It's just, I don't know. I don't know if it's because it's familiar. Maybe. I don't know. It's just
good food.
It is good food. And what I like about it is, of course, the Choza de Margarita, the Margarita Hut, fantastic. Good margaritas. Going inside, going where Robbie goes, to La Cava. Great stuff. They have little snacks in there too. But if you wanted to, you could eat at inside in the pavilion at, which one is inside? La Sanhan? San Angel?
La Hacienda
de San Angel.
Yes, I always mix up which one is which.
Yes.
But the quick service outside is great, especially if you have a lot of people in your party. Get those nachos. Two people can easily share those. And then, of course,
the seating is good.
Yes, seating is very good. And I also like the sit-down restaurant out there as well. That's the La Hacienda. The other one is the San Angel Inn.
Yes, so that's it.
The house, the one that's over the water. Great views of fireworks. If you can get it at that time. One of my favorite things in there is the shrimp tacos. And their queso is really good. It's different than you're used to, but it's just so good. Mexico's my pavilion too.
Do they pipe in music still? Because they used to before.
I think that they do because they, a lot of places to have to stop service.
Yeah.
And the music comes on. So I'm sure.
That's right.
Mexico. Sure. Yep.
Yeah, Mexico is just, I don't know, there's just something about it. It's my favorite. I like it a lot.
Yep. It's the best.
It's all easy to love.
It is. It is.
And the mariachi band is fun.
Oh, they're good. They're really good.
Yeah, I love seeing them out there.
Mm-hmm. I do too.
Are you hungry for more of the Happiest Plate on Earth podcast? We have several menu items you might enjoy. Join our Facebook group, The Happy Platers. Check out Instagram at Happiest Plate on Earth. And finally, you can savor all things from our podcast at happiestplate.com.
Reservations are always open for you to join us next time by subscribing to our podcast that can be found on multiple platforms, and you know what they are. And as Remy says, this much I know, if you are what you eat.
And I only want to eat the good stuff.
Thank you very much for joining us today. It's always a pleasure having you dine with us.
The Happiest Plate on Earth is delivered to you directly from the podcast oven by your talented culinary agents, Christy and Wendy, travel advisors who specialize in Disney destinations and offer free concierge-level service, where every vacation is customized to you and your style of travel. If you're looking to create some magical memories at any Disney destination, please reach out by visiting happiestplate.com and clicking on free quote. If you can dream it, you can do it. And always remember, this whole thing was started by a mouse.